boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think I might have overstepped, neighbor man, just a little bit yesterday, and I need to know for sure, so I'm going to come to you for some, well, I don't know if it's advice or maybe just some clarification.
I'll tell you right now, the answer is yes, and I don't even know what you're going to say.
The answer is yes. You're going to make me cry.
You be stepping on boundaries. And then if you're like, did I? That means you totally did. Okay. But I'd love to hear more.
Let me explain. I don't know if your boyfriend is as bad as neighbor man is, but dear God, that boy can never, ever text his parents or really just people in general. Is your boyfriend as bad? Like, for instance, his parents, like, he could be his dad or his mom, will be like, hey, you coming for Christmas at 3 o'clock? And it will be like 6 days. I'm like, have you responded to your mom yet?
Oh, jeez.
Is your boyfriend like that?
Not really. He's pretty good about that, normally.
He never, ever responds to them. And I'll be like, hey, I think you need to text your mom. Hey. You think you need to text your dad? Honestly, the only reason he's been texting so much is because, like, I've been telling him to text his freaking parents now.
Yeah.
So, yesterday after work, we went, grabbed some pizza, some cookies, and some drinks to celebrate the fact that he finally passed school, and now he can take the big test, and he has passed his EMT, which is really, really cool. So I was excited for him, and I texted his mom and dad because I thought he wasn't going to say anything because that boy can't ever text him to tell him if we're coming to Christmas. I bet he's not texting him to tell him he passed school. So yeah. I texted his mom and his dad. I was excited for him, and I wanted them to know. When we're at the bar drinking drinks, I noticed he started to text his mom and his dad, and I was like, oh, hey, don't worry. I already did it for you.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, oh, come on. You're sharing my big news? I was like, well, you never text him anyway, so I figured I'd do it for you. And then I felt really, really bad. He wasn't mad. I was, because I asked him, and he's like, no, I don't really care, but was my news to share? And I want to know, he's not wrong, right? He's not wrong.
Yeah.
But did I overstep? I feel like, you know what? I had a reason. The dude can't even text to tell him we're coming
over.
No,
yeah. I think you had the best of intentions so that if he didn't, that they could have been like, oh my gosh, I heard.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I wanted them to like text him congratulations.
Yeah, but I also understand him being like, I wanted to be the one that's like,
bad.
Guess what, mom? I passed. So I think, I don't know. There's no win here in this situation.
I've learned my lesson, though. I'm never going to do that again. I just wanted him to feel special yesterday, and I think I just
kind of just stomped right all over it.
Didn't make him feel special at all.
Okay, well, when he becomes an EMT, maybe you should let him handle that.
Got that one. Sweet victory it is. Stuff the Wagon was a massive success. All thanks to you for coming out the last 5 weeks.
I mean, what better way to head into the holidays knowing that you did some good and you are helping out some cats and dogs here in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so excited to share some of the totals of the donations that we got this year.
Yeah.
I want to tell you first that in every single category of item, from like food to treats to office supplies, toys, we beat last year.
Woo!
Officially. We have more in total than last year, which is an awesome success in itself. But I'll just run through a couple here. We got 54 bags and boxes of treats.
Wow.
Imagine that. 141 toys.
That's a lot of toys they get to play with.
It's going to make a lot of cats and dogs happy. 325 pounds of litter.
That's a lot.
852 cans of both wet dog and cat food. And then the big kahuna, what we were lifting this morning, 3,658.5 pounds of dry dog and cat food.
Which we got to give a big shout out to Joe, who called in last minute.
Yeah.
Last night. I had to go pick up the order this morning. You had said something on the air yesterday.
Yeah, because we were comparing totals from last year, which, you know, all donations are great donations. But we were like, dang, we beat last year, but we were so close to beating it by a full 1,000 pounds. So then he called and he's like, okay, what do I need to do? How much do you need? How do I get it to you? I want you to be 1,000 pounds ahead of last year.
So he did it, and now we are officially 1,000 pounds over from last year.
And oh, it felt good. We took how many vehicles this morning to Cedar Valley Humane Society?
Four
full.
But you have to understand, four full trucks, vans.
We took it over to Cedar Valley Humane Society with the help of some of your other favorite people here.
Was it four or five? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Five.
It might have been five. But everybody here in the building, the other jocks here, the Morning Scramble, Lady J, everybody helped out to load it all up. And then we got to go deliver it finally to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
And the comment that I wish we could have just like, I don't know, packaged it up and then just played it for you just nonstop on the radio today. Like, just skip the music and just play these comments. Or the comments that we were getting from the staff, which was, oh my gosh, that's a lot. Uh-huh. It keeps coming. Oh my God.
Another vehicle?
Another one? I just wish we could keep playing those comments just all day long for you.
Their like supply building was full and now it's really, really, really full, which is an awesome feeling.
So you should feel really proud of yourself. Thank you so much for the last 5 weeks of helping out with Stuff the Wagon.
Thank you so much. And we'll have some cute dog and cat videos coming your way very soon.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you ever gotten a Christmas card in the mail that made you mad?
Ooh, that's a good question. No.
Okay, well, I need...
My favorites are the ones with money.
No kidding.
But even the ones without, I still like.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be happy and, you know, wish you a Merry Christmas. But there's a bit of a debate online because this girl named Jay Nobles on TikTok posted a video saying that every Christmas, her husband gets a Christmas card from a single woman, okay? She's divorced. She's a single mom. She's never met her before. And she sends the Christmas card just addressed to her husband. So on the front, it says Timmy Bob, Timmy Bob and family. So now people, she's like, I just think it's a little bit weird, I guess. I'm a little bothered by it. So now everybody is up in the comments either saying, yes, it's weird, I don't like that. And then other people saying, why are you getting jealous over a Christmas card? It's really not that deep.
Does Timmy Bob know this woman?
Yes.
How? Why?
I don't have the answer to that, but he's known her for years.
Oh,
I don't know.
Who cares?
I don't know if they're past coworkers or high school friends or whatever.
Is there anything romantic about it?
No, I think it bothers her that he's not, or the other woman's not putting Timmy Bob and family.
This is where I'm going to kind of make somewhat of a comparison.
Okay.
Does she also get mad? Like, okay, for instance, and you probably too. You're going to get Christmas cards in the mail. I've gotten Christmas cards in the mail. Sometimes they don't have our boyfriend's address. They just say to Taylor, to Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Those people sometimes don't address our boyfriends on it. I don't get mad about it. And sometimes like neighbor man gets a card and my name's not on it. That doesn't mean they don't like me.
Mm.
Whatever. I was shocked my two aunts did send a card. Not that I was shocked they sent a card. I meant that I was shocked they put his names on it. I thought that was very sweet. I didn't expect them. I didn't think they had to write his name on it. I'm like, we're still new in a relationship.
It's more of a nice surprise when people actually do it.
So I would also make that same comparison. Are you, like, who cares if your name's not on it?
Well, some people do.
Jeez Louise. If it's romantic, then I have a feel. Then I would be more concerned.
I don't care because that Christmas card is going to end up in the garbage for me anyways.
And I will tell you this. My one aunt sent a card and it had mine and neighbor man's name on it. But I didn't tell him there was money in it because in my opinion, it's my money.
Dude, you're wrong for that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
We've been recreating your childhood ornaments the last couple of weeks, the ones that are on your Christmas tree, the ones that you maybe made when you were anywhere from, I don't know, 3 to 15, 16 years old, probably.
Yeah, because we don't know where ours went.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun. We've done so many different things, and we really appreciate all of the ideas and advice that you have given us along the way. We have our last one.
We do. And actually, it's from somebody you wouldn't expect.
At all. It comes from Neighbor Man.
Oh, yeah. He had an idea for us.
He did. This one is a clay ornament.
Mm-hmm. You brought in.
I did.
One of his actual childhood ornaments.
From 1992.
That he made?
Yeah.
And it's like a bell. Uh-huh. Christmas bell that's made out of clay that he has his picture as a child.
He was a little baby.
In the middle.
And then he must have, his clay must have not have been colored. So you can tell it was painted green.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been holding up all these years.
So we were like, okay, yeah, clay, that's easy. There's so many different types of like oven bake clay.
Oh yeah, we can play with that.
So we did not get the kind that you have to paint because we're lazy. So I picked up some like already colored oven bake clay and then some cookie cutters so that we could easily like get them in a shape that you can actually recognize, and rolled them out, cut them up, and put them in the oven. It was actually pretty easy.
It was. And I will say these are probably my favorite ones that are on the tree so far.
Really?
Yeah, because they look so cute. I made a stocking out of the cookie cutter and then I made a snowman. But what I didn't even notice is that my snowman is white, obviously, because mm-hmm. of snow. And then his hat is blue. But it wasn't until I got home that I was like, oh my God, why does my snowman look so familiar? That I have a picture frame with me and Neighbor Man in it. And that picture frame has a literal snowflake snowman that looks exactly like the one I created as an ornament. So I have a picture frame with a snowman on it and now an ornament that looks exactly like it. People are going to think I went to the store and bought them. No. The ornament I mean, maybe they won't think that because
they are homemade. I will say that.
You can kind of tell.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10, it's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
Class is in session, I think. This is a teaching moment that's coming up in my Christmas boot camp update. And it's with my boyfriend, actually, because this is the first Christmas we're actually getting to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day together.
Yes. Really?
His family, like his extended family, is all up in Minnesota. And the past 2 years, he's gone up with his parents and his brother to visit his family. But he is going to stay back this year and be at my family Christmases.
Wow.
Now,
it's getting serious.
Oh my gosh.
We're like practically married now.
He just really didn't want to ride in the car for 5 hours.
Oh, that's it was getting to be marriage, no. But that's just me.
But
I always just jumped the gun.
Yeah, a little bit. But last year, my parents did give him like a stocking of goodies once he got back from Minnesota. It was after Christmas had happened. And he was like, oh my gosh, this is the first stocking I've ever gotten.
In life?
Yes.
And he's what?
26 years old.
And he's never had, they didn't have a stocking.
He was so excited about the stocking that my parents had gotten
him. What?
And it was full of like classic stocking stuff, like soap, some pens, some candy, like all the stocking like essentials. And he was so excited.
Well, he wouldn't know what that is.
I know. And he was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. So now, fast forward to this year, he knows he's getting a stocking at my parents again because my mom likes to have one for everybody and their significant others. But now we live together. I don't think we lived together last Christmas. So we have stockings. And I was like, I'm going to get you some little stuffers to put in there.
Nice.
Because I want to, because it's fun for me. And he was like, well, I don't really know what to put in yours. Like, I don't know. What's a stocking stuff? And I was like, whoa.
Poor kid.
Okay. Well, here's the parameters. They need to be cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, stockings are about spending little money. It doesn't have to be serious. They can be silly, goofy. I'm open to that. There's got to be something edible in there, like candy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He was like, okay, well, I'll see what I can do. Because that stocking last year was the first one I had ever gotten. This is the first time I'm ever shopping for a stocking.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe this. I was like kind of shook to my core that
I think this could go one of two ways.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's going to be either you're going to be spoiled like you aren't going to believe and you're going to have the best freaking stocking ever because right. He doesn't understand a stocking.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be horrific.
Like, how could, I'm trying to think, how could it really go wrong?
Honestly, at that, everything is great in a stocking. You know what I really want in a stocking? All I really want this year is chapstick. That's all I
want. Dude, I'm down for that, actually.
Because I feel like you can't go wrong with chapstick, and I feel like I'm drier than dry this year, and I just want chapstick. That's all I'm begging to be in my stocking.
If he literally put one thing of chapstick in my stocking, I will
be the happiest camper.
Yes, exactly.
And just a little bit of chocolate.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Chapstick, something edible, please.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm sorry. I hate to say it because, you know, we're at work right now, but this is prime nap time weather, okay?
Okay. But you and I have a reason to... Can we nap on the job?
I feel
like we have an excuse. You know, I was like, we just... Can you repeat the pounds? You know what I have in front of me? We had to carry today... 3,658.5 pounds of dried dog and cat food. I'm tired.
Well, and we didn't
really... it was a good thing. I'm not mad, okay? I'm excited. I'm tired.
That was a workout. On top of that, we have done ourselves so dirty making this the sleepiest day. Because now, after that, we got ourselves some soup, which is time.
No, because we were like, you know what? We did good. We deserve a snackaroo. And so we treated ourselves to going out to eat today.
And we both got soup, which makes me sleepy.
Uh-huh.
And then now we're in the studio where it is warm. Like,
I got my space heater directly on my toes, warming me up.
I have my heated blankie on. We have the lights off.
Christmas tree on.
And then you look outside and it's that like wintry gray sun setting. Don't do this to me.
I fear if I blink one time, I'm out, dude.
Dude, I blink wrong once and I'm conked out. Seriously.
Like, we might get in trouble. I don't even think an energy drink would save me at this point.
It's one of those days. It's just like everything leading up to it. And then the vibes in general today
are comfy.
Oh, my couch has never sounded better.
Dude, you know what I was thinking is that I was like, I'm going to go home, immediately take the dogs out, and immediately put myself in that bed.
Yeah. I'd like to be sandwiched under three blankets, the top one being a heated blanket.
That's what I have at home.
And I just want to be a marshmallow, you know?
I just want to go heated blankie, another blankie, a fat mochi on top of me is like a weighted blankie. You know, your dog and cat's next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out. I don't even need a TV show to help me, dude. I'm going to be out in 2 minutes.
No, I just want to lay.
Or do you know what's probably going to happen is we think that's going to happen, but it's the day when it's like you're so tired, you can't fall asleep.
Yeah, it might be like that.
And then your brain is really like.
Why?
It starts thinking about all these things and you're like, well, I got to Google search it. Can penguins fly? I don't know. I got to Google search that.
Should have took a nap at 4 o'clock today.
That's the problem.
That is the problem with today. It's nap time weather. Good night, everybody.
Don't. I'll fall asleep.
I'm just going to shut my eyes for 1 second.
Oh. No.
We want to know, when you were growing up, what was that one toy that you begged for at Christmas time? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. I was a big Bratz kid. Okay.
Oh, Barbie?
No.
Really?
Not so much. I think I had a couple Barbies when I was really little. And then the Bratz really popped off and were like the trendier thing. Don't hate me for saying that. So I was super into Bratz. My older sister was really into Bratz. And every Christmas, we always asked for whatever the newest one was or whatever the new outfit or little car was. But I remember specifically wanting so bad the head.
They all have heads.
No, I mean, I don't know what it's called. I should have Googled it. But it's basically, it's not a full Bratz doll. Instead, it's like a bust. It's like the...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's just like really from chest up.
Yes.
And she's on a star.
Yes. Because what you could do with her is do her makeup.
You can still get it on eBay.
And do her hair. And that's what it's basically like what hairstylists use.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like
in school.
It's like the doll that the hairstylists use.
Yeah, but instead it's a Bratz doll and it would come with like different hair accessories.
Can you use like a curling iron on her?
I don't think you could because it would melt the hair. I do believe I did that. But I remember I so badly wanted one of those so that I could do hairstyles on it.
Like braid her hair.
Braid her hair and then do her makeup. And I wanted.
Oh, you could do her makeup?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
It was the most magical gift ever. So I begged and begged and begged for that and was so happy when I opened it on Christmas.
And did you get to do all those things?
Yeah. But here I am as a radio DJ, so it didn't really pay off. Back when you were a kid and Christmas time rolled around, you're making your list, circling stuff in the catalogs.
Twice.
Thank you for that. And there was probably that one gift that you're like, I'm going to be relentless about this. I'm going to beg and I'm going to plead until I get this toy. And we want to know, what was that toy that you begged for as a kid? Call us at 319-200-1029. Denise, what was it for you?
Barbie Dreamhouse.
And did you get it?
No.
Oh, no. What happened?
It was too expensive.
I believe that.
Still to this day, though, when I pass the Barbie Dreamhouse, I just don't want to buy it.
I think you should one of these days.
Yeah, you should. Treat yourself.
I'll do that. It's just for you guys.
It's like those dollhouse setups that were in the department stores growing up that you'd be like, Mom, please, please, mm-hmm. can I have that?
Mm-hmm. I remember mine. It was, I can't remember what year, but I know that the game was created in 2005. So we could say anywhere from like 2005 to probably 2006. But that Christmas, I was like, if I don't get Dream Life, I will ruin other people's Christmases. Bet your butt.
Dream Life. Explain this to me.
Let me explain. Yeah, so Dream Life is one of those games that you could plug into your computer. It just needed the red, the yellow, and was it a gray?
White.
Was it white?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just had to plug it into the back of your computer. They don't have those now, you know, because they're all smart computer, or TV. I mean TV.
HDMIs and stuff.
Yeah. So it was you plugged it into your TV, and you just needed those three little cords. And I know, like, Pac-Man, they had, like, little Pac-Man.
Yeah, or Tetris.
Whatever. Yes, exactly. Well, Dream Life was exactly like that, but it was, like, teenage girls. It was the point of the game. And you would follow this teenage girl. You'd be this teenage girl and you'd follow her life through school and life. And she'd get to go to the mall or something like that.
Ooh.
And I was like, if I don't get Dream Life for Christmas, I'm going to ruin people's life. You bet.
Wow.
So I remember I asked my dad for this. I asked my Grammy for this. I asked my aunts for this. I made it clear if I don't get Dream Life, Christmas is over.
Mm.
And what did I get for Christmas? I didn't get Dream Life.
Oh.
So my aunt, God bless her soul, my aunt Kelly, she got me something exactly like it, but it was the werewolf guy and the Marvels, you know, with the little swords in his hand. I don't remember his name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mr. Werewolf guy.
She got me one of those, and I was like, this isn't the same, and not Dream Life. And I threw a fit, and I can remember my grandma at Christmas being like to my dad out loud, take all of her presents away.
Oh, no.
If she's going to act like this, you take them all away, you teach her a lesson. And let me tell you, I finally ended up getting Dream Life. I think it was my birthday, because my birthday's in February. I bought it with my own freaking money.
Mm-hmm.
And I only played for it like 3 days.
All that.
And I played that werewolf game way more.
Are you serious? You're horrible. It's Christmas time. And we all still make Christmas lists, don't lie. But we want you to think back to when you were a kid, that thing at the top of your Christmas list that you begged for.
Mm-hmm.
What was that toy? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Lindsay, what was yours?
Moon shoes.
Oh my god! I couldn't forget. How could I forget about those?
It was the commercial.
And my mom couldn't find them anywhere. They had to be shipped from Florida.
Oh my god!
Did you get them on time?
I did get them from Christmas.
Oh goody!
Those were so sweet. I want to call my mom and see if she has them in storage somewhere.
Did you get them?
Yeah, I don't.
You really did. I never got moon shoes.
I don't know if I got them or if one of my siblings did. That was the bonus about having three siblings. Somebody got them and we all used them.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, they were so much fun. I probably would hurt myself now, but
did they bounce very well? I remember kind of what they looked like. I never got to play with them. I just always wanted them.
They always looked way cooler in the commercials because those kids were like skyrocketing into the sky. It was like bungee cords in
just
these
barely.
Weird like bucket shoes. But I would pull them out today if I could find them.
And she would hurt herself.
Yes, it would pull a hamstring.
We want to know, what was that toy you begged for as a kid to get on Christmas? Let us know what that is. 319-200-1029. We've been talking about that toy that you begged for when you were a kid that you really, really wanted for Christmas.
And what that toy was. Jonathan, what toy did you really beg for at Christmas?
Okay, I don't know if this counts as a toy, but when I was growing up, you know, I've always wanted a WWE title championship belt.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted one of those, and now that I'm an adult, I still haven't got one.
No!
So I'm kind of disappointed.
I think that'd be pretty cool still as an adult.
As an adult, yeah, I would walk around the whole house like that.
Top of the list. Heather, what was that gift that you really wanted?
I remember when I was 13, they had these New Kids on the Block dolls, and they had two different types, a street one and a stage one. And I wanted the Joe McIntyre stage one. And I snuck, and I saw my presents, and my mom go get the wrong one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so then I didn't tell her. I just said, Mom, I said, only thing I want for Christmas is the Joe McIntyre New Kids on the Block doll, not the street one, the stage one. That's all I want. And she ended up returning it and getting the right one.
Oh, how nice.
I know. I feel awful for looking, but...
But then you got your way.
I wanted the one I wanted. I did.
Starts with begging, ends with sneaking sometimes. Eric, what gift did you beg for as a kid?
Not really a toy, but I always wanted one of those BMX bikes that always had the trick pegs on the front and the back and were made with super light material.
Yes, those always looked a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was good at doing those kind of things when I was younger, but I never got one of those cool bikes, and that was one of those things I always wished.
Oh, now you gotta treat yourself.
I think I would break myself now, so I'll pass that idea.
Worth a try.
Just trying to make a dream happen.
Becky, what toy did you beg for Christmas as a kid?
A Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, did you get it?
I did, but my parents bought it from somebody that was selling black market Cabbage Patch dolls out of their van. So it was not a real Cabbage Patch doll. The face looked like it, but it didn't like sit the right way.
Oh, no.
I did not know there was a market for underground Cabbage Patch kids.
Well, this is back in the 80s when they first came out, so I guess there was.
Yeah, they don't got those anymore.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know a lot of people dream of the day that they get proposed to and maybe have a vision of what that would look like. Maybe it's on a beach. Maybe there's a secret photographer or whatever. You know, I feel like everybody has their
and
own.
And your nails are done.
See, everybody has like this dream picture in their mind. And sometimes those things don't exactly happen, okay? And there's a video that's making the rounds right now because something seems to have gone a little bit wrong with this proposal.
Is this like the worst proposal ever?
No, it's not that dramatic. Okay. Basically, it's a video from afar, and I'm sure it's somebody close to them who's videoing it for them. And this guy is in the middle of proposing to his girlfriend. And after he gets down on his knee, he's standing up. They're like hugging and having a moment. And she rips his sunglasses off and throws them away.
Why?
Wait. So.
Throws them in the trash?
No.
Or like throws them like off. Trying to be romantic.
Throws them off to the side.
Okay.
So people in the comments were like, what is going on? Like she didn't want him to have sunglasses on in the photos.
Oh my God.
She didn't want him, like she couldn't see his eye contact. Was that it or whatever? She did come out and say it's because she could see her own reflection and she was ugly crying in the sunglasses.
Respect.
And after I saw that, I was like, you know what? I am no better than that.
Because you know what? If I, it's like, it's, it, that would be the moment where you see yourself cry and it makes you cry more. Almost like when somebody asks you, are you okay? And you're already crying. And you're like, no, I'm going to cry more than you want. Like, it's going to do the exact same thing. So, yeah. You know what? The same thing would happen to me. Now I'm going to require no sunglasses allowed.
Okay.
And my nails need to be done. No sunglasses allowed. Because if I see myself cry, it's about to be uglier. Noted. I'll pass it along.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've been watching a crap ton, really, of Hallmark movies the last couple of weeks. And Taylor
has not.
Has watched zilch. Nothing.
I guess unless I'm really in the mood for something terrible, then normally I'm not into it. No.
She's not going to watch it. But I've kind of noticed something about watching these Hallmark movies is that either the title of the movie is exactly like the plot of the movie.
Like way too literal.
Mm-hmm. Or it has nothing to do with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been telling you the title of these movies and asking you what I think you think is the plot of the movie.
Which has proven to be quite the challenge, but I'm up for it.
So your next Hallmark movie where you're going to guess the plot is A Shoe Addict's Christmas.
And this one was really tough. You helped me not at all by telling me that Candace Cameron Bure is starring in it.
Yep.
Cool. Okay.
Came out in 2018. That's all I told you.
Here's what I got. This is what I think the movie is about. Okay. So it's about some woman who is like pretty entitled because her parents are very wealthy. So she also has a lot of money because of them. And so because she's so rich, she's obviously addicted to shoes and expects like it's like a family tradition or something. There's something where she like always gets really nice shoes for Christmas. I'm picturing like red bottoms. Okay.
Okay.
Really fancy shoes. Suddenly, though, the family money is gone. Oh, no, we're broke. And so the parents have to move out of the big city. They move back to where they raised her, probably some small town, is a lot more humble than what she's used to. And that's where they're spending Christmas. So she's like running into people from high school and she thinks she's too good for them. And she's like really upset that she's not rich this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ends up running into some guy multiple times, God knows where, from the small town. Falls in love with them and really learns the true meaning of Christmas. And I have a catchphrase that I think they probably used in it.
Go on.
The quote would be, "It's not about the shoes you get. It's about who you're with."
That was good.
That's the end of the movie.
Is that the plot of A Shoe Addict's Christmas?
I had a feeling.
No, but you know what? I will give you that is way better than what
I am saying.
God, don't seriously, Hallmark. Why are you not calling her?
Just give me a title and I'll write you a movie.
Okay. What A Shoe Addict's Christmas is, I'm going to tell you it's basically like, what is that movie called? Is it Scrooge or something where there's the ghost of past, present, and future?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's literally exactly like that. So Candace, well, her actual name in the movie is Noelle. She works at a department store which sells, you know, shoes, but she's addicted to shoes. And one night she's working a little too late in the back room and she gets stuck in the store. And there's this woman who...
You work there. Why don't you have a key?
She apparently didn't have one. Okay. I don't know why you don't have a key to your own workplace. Weird. But whatever. There's a woman who's there and introduces herself as basically her guardian angel. And then this person tells her what her life would be like, shows her her life from her past life, what her life would have been like if she would have done things different present, and what things would have looked like differently in the future.
Uh-huh.
So it's literally like that. But she only gets to see the past, present, and future. She puts on a pair of heels.
What? I hate that so much.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon's Christmas Boot Camp on Z102.9.
Strip me of my title because I am failing Christmas boot camp.
This is shocking because I believe this was your idea.
This really was. I was like, Taylor, we have got to put our boyfriends and our cats through the camp to make sure they are ready by Christmas and they understand Christmas. Cats not on the Christmas tree. Don't eat Christmas presents. Boyfriends, just get it together.
Okay.
There's a lot so there with the boyfriends.
What's the problem now?
Well, you know, I think the problem was I got a little cocky earlier in the week. I was like, everything's going great, you know?
Yeah, I do believe I recall you saying that.
You know, I was talking about how I wrapped Christmas presents. Things were going great. Nobody's eating the Christmas presents. And then yesterday I had a report that we're already getting into Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
Today I got a report that we have another problem. It's not the cats. They were bad yesterday or the day before. We got a little one with the little one. Zaw.
The weenie dog is on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know if it's my fault or neighbor man's fault, but one of us didn't properly close his little kennel cage.
Okay.
That he, because he's still a baby, so he likes to chew and eat everything.
Yeah.
So until he gets out of the baby phase, he can be left alone because he'll literally eat everything.
Yeah.
Well, he got out.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the bathroom everywhere and he ate one of whole wet neighbor man's
oops.
What's on his name? Neighbor man's ornaments. His childhood ornament.
Oh.
But here's the
shoot.
Thing is none of us noticed until I was like, what is that crap underneath the dishwasher? Is the dishwasher leaking just chunks of crap? Like, what is this? So then I pick it up and I was like, oh my God, that's his ornament. Do I tell him or do I just lie and never say anything? But I decided to tell him that one of his childhood ornaments got eaten up. And? Not very. He's like, that really sucks. But to be honest with you, I don't remember that one, so I'm not too upset.
Okay, well.
So it's okay. Number two, neighbor man is failing Christmas boot camp because I can't get this fool to stop giving me gifts.
Okay, I literally hate this so much.
Me too, Taylor.
You guys are ruining Christmas
I know,
every day.
With him. Well, then I gave a gift last night.
No,
then I gave one last night.
No, because every single day you're like, oh, I gave neighbor man this gift last night. I'm like, what? Are you going to have anything left?
I don't know.
You won't stop shopping. That's the problem because you keep giving him stuff. Like, it's been more than the 12 days of Christmas. Uh-huh. So
it's been like 65 days of Christmas at this rate.
Your bank account's got to be crying, dude.
It is. Here's the thing. As he keeps saying, oh, but you really need this and I can't wait till Christmas. I'm like, I think I can wait till Christmas. He's like, no, but I think you need it. You got to open it tonight. And so he keeps giving me gifts, which I appreciate. I'm not being ungrateful, but I'm not going to have anything to open on Christmas Day. So then I feel guilty and I'm like, what, do you want to open a gift? Mm-hmm. I opened two. So you got to open something. So I gave him a gift last night. I'm like, we're going to have nothing on Christmas.
Yeah.
I can't whip him into shape. How do I get this man to stop giving me gifts?
You need to stand up because you're just as weak. You're letting it happen.
I can't. He just gives me the freaking puppy eyes, man. And I can't stop opening the gifts.
You love it. There is no way that you're like, oh, you just like, oh, really don't want to open again.
Oh, darn. I really don't want to, but I will.
Exactly.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Barbie is not safe tonight.
We're talking about Barbie?
Yes, we have been taking your toys that maybe you asked for Christmas when you were a kid, or maybe your kids are asking for Christmas this holiday season, and somehow making them into a trivia question, and Barbie is just that tonight.
Sweet!
So, if you didn't know this, Barbie and Ken broke up in 2004.
What?
Yeah, they did. They eventually got back together. How long were they broken up for?
Tragedy.
I know.
Oh my God, this is kind of sad.
She was a single woman.
Who would have known? Okay, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Barbie and Ken broke up in 2004. They eventually got back together. How long were they broken up for?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Dude, that song would come on all the time at the skating rink. The Barbie girl. Dude, you same girl?
At Super Skate.
Yeah. Well, not. Did you go to Cedar Rapids, like Super Skate or something?
Yeah, because we didn't have one in Anna.
Oh, we did in Vinton. We had our own little skating rink.
Oh, yeah, lucky. Yeah. No, we had to make the drive.
And you always had to make sure you had your little boot thing to hold your hand.
Oh, and I needed it because I got weak little ankles.
Uh-huh. I was like, gotta find my boy. I could hold his hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not friends with him anymore.
Shoot.
You?
Oh.
No.
No. Unspeakable.
But man, does that bring back memories to skating around the rink?
Definitely, yeah.
But Barbie's also a toy, not only.
Childhood memories, you know?
Yeah, and tonight's trivia question. Barbie and Ken broke up in 2004, if you didn't know.
T.
They eventually got back together. How long were they broken up for?
I want to know who sent the text saying...
We're breaking up.
Baby, come back. No, I mean the like you up text to like get him back, you know?
Oh.
I know that's what happened.
Oh, it definitely was Ken.
That's definitely what happened. Ken
didn't stop texting.
Oh.
Guarantee.
Yeah, that could be right.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but that's what I'm saying.
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4485 said 2.5 weeks, 17 days.
That seems accurate.
They got very specific.
I would say it's short-lived if I were to guess anything.
See, and
Barbie
then,
and Ken can't be broken up that long.
Maybe
they're iconic.
They just were on a break. You know, I don't know. That feels like 2.5 weeks is more of like a break.
Uh-huh. 4010 said 7 years. I feel like if it was 7 years, we would know about it. You know what
I'm saying? That's crazy. 7 years and then you find each other again?
And if they broke up for 7 years, who did they date? They had to have dated other people. Who did Barbie date?
I don't know.
Joseph?
Who's that? I don't know.
Chad? She didn't date a Chad, did she?
Oh, I thought it would have been a Chad. For sure.
Barbie, we got to talk if you dated a Chad.
9751 said they got back together in 2010, so that would be 6 years of being broken up. Again, that's a long time. That's a long time.
That's way too long.
Both had to go discover themselves and come back to each other.
Maybe they went to college. Didn't Barbie go to college? Did she go to college?
Well, she's got like 5,000 jobs. I don't know.
Maybe that was a problem. She went to college and she like needed some time. I don't know.
Isn't that the story for us all?
Barbie and Ken broke up in 2004. They eventually got back together. How long were they broken up for?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I'm just saying, if Barbie dated a Chad, I've got some opinions.
You
got
to go through a
Chad
phase.
Everybody goes through a Chad phase.
You must.
Did he ask for a ride before they broke up or after they broke up?
Maybe that's how he slid in the DM. Maybe.
Maybe. Tonight's trivia question. Barbie and Ken broke up in 2004.
Gasp.
They eventually got back together, so we don't have to worry. How long, though, were they broken up for?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
They were broken up for 7 long years.
That is actually nuts.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Here's the tea. Barbie posted on Facebook February 13th, 2011. It's Valentine's Day. Yes, it's true. After 7 long years apart, Ken and I have decided to rekindle our romance. A doll knows what it loves. And I've finally realized that my heart only beats for Ken. So they got back together on Valentine's Day in 2011.
I
love that.
Feel like
you.
I've read that post before. Like
you, did.
You know those dramatic.
Did you comment?
No, but I'm saying like those dramatic people that you're still friends with on Facebook that are like constantly like, "Yes, we broke up," and then 2 weeks later they're like, "Yes, we're back together."
Well, I just love that. I'm reading the comments on here, and most people are like excited. They're like, "Yay!" Woo, yes. And then there's one person 13 years ago, by the way, because this post is from 13 years ago. Her name's Chloe, and she goes, "Ken is mine." Sad face. Dude, Chloe, you know Ken is.
Dude, this is now becoming the Maury show.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.